In the heart of the Amazon rainforest, a revelation as grand as the trees that stand tall around it has come to light, unveiling a secret that has been whispered by the winds and guarded by the green for ages. There, hidden beneath a canopy that dances to the tune of nature's breath, lies an ancient city, a marvel lost in time, but now found, changing everything we thought we knew about this vast, vibrant wilderness. Once, we thought of the Amazon as a place of scattered tribes, a land of small, isolated communities living in harmony with the earth. But this city, with its streets laid out with purpose and precision, its buildings rising in structured harmony, tells us a tale of a different time, a different way of life. It's a story of sophistication and grandeur, of a society that knew the art of living, not just with nature, but within it, flourishing in the embrace of the forest. This city, nestled in the eastern parts of Ecuador, had been playing a long game of hide-and-seek with the world. It was not until the sharp eyes of technology, through LIDAR, pierced the green veil that the city's true form was revealed. LIDAR, with its beams of light, cut through the thick foliage, uncovering the secrets that lay beneath. It showed us roads that once bustled with life, canals that carried stories from one end of the city to another, and places that echoed with the laughter and chatter of a thriving civilization. What's remarkable is how this city, estimated to be 2,500 years old, managed to house tens of thousands, perhaps even hundreds of thousands, of souls, all living in a complex, interconnected society. They had a societal organization that speaks of a deep understanding of community and coexistence, of a culture that knew the value of every individual and the strength of unity. This city was not just a place of homes and markets. It was a canvas of cultural expression. The straight roads and causeways tell us of rituals and beliefs that were central to their existence. The ditches guarding the city's entrances whisper tales of conflicts and strategies, of a people who knew how to protect their own. And in the remnants of their agricultural practices, in the pits, hearths, and remains of maize and sweet potatoes, we find the essence of their daily lives, their relationship with the earth that fed them. This discovery, which came after years of dedicated research, challenges the Eurocentric narrative of civilization. It's a reminder that history is not just written by those who conquer lands, but also by those who nurture them. It's a testament to the diverse and advanced societies that once flourished in the Amazon, societies that were complex and sophisticated in their own unique ways. This revelation is not just an archaeological triumph. It's a narrative of resilience. It's the story of an ancient city that thrived near a volcano, of people who found harmony in a place that was both a cradle and a challenge. And it's the tale of modern-day researchers who, with unyielding perseverance and passion, sought to unveil the untold stories of ancient civilizations. In the end, the discovery of this ancient city and the Amazon is more than just an addition to our history books. It's a chapter that enriches our understanding of human history, of its diversity and depth. It's a reminder that beneath the green canopy of the Amazon, beneath the soil that has seen ages pass by, lie stories waiting to be told, histories waiting to be honored. And as we listen to these whispers of the past, we find not just tales of old, but lessons for today, lessons of resilience, unity, and the everlasting bond between man and nature.